Welcome back to Huskies Drive Time here. It's the 26th of November. We're coming up on another holiday weekend here. And, you know, a lot of people are thinking about fitness during this time of the year here. And as we get closer to the new year, making New Year's resolutions and things like that.
And to that end, we are happy to have Amber Leonard from the Michigan Tech Recreation Department. Actually, she's works in the Kinesiology and Integrated Physiology Department, I believe, as an assistant intramural director, but she also is an instructor for the Recreation Department. Am I right, Amber?
Yes, you're correct.
Amber Leonard joins us, and Amber, is you're in your second year at Michigan Tech now as an employee?
Yes, I am. Yep, this is my second fall with the KIP department, and I'm really enjoying my position and enjoying being back in the UP.
And so Amber is one of the instructors for Michigan Tech Recreation. You've got a pretty exciting program that you're trying to get people signed up for. This is going to happen after the new year, if I'm not mistaken, but about keeping your resolutions and those type of things. Why don't you tell us about your program?
Yes, absolutely. I will be running the Lifestyle Resolution Retreat on January 4th, so it's just after the new year. It's a one-day event where I will work with a small group of participants on, we'll take them through a number of lectures and a couple different exercise sessions. Lunch will be provided, so it's going to be a great event. We'll talk all things exercise, nutrition, and goal setting for the new year.
And obviously a lot of people make resolutions. Josh, do you make resolutions?
I make a resolution, and it usually lasts only a couple of days.
And that's typically what happens, I'm guessing, and one of the reasons why you're doing this, right, Amber?
Right, absolutely. I've had a number of years of experience working one-on-one with adults primarily with goal setting and nutrition coaching and exercise coaching as well. And I have found that I think goal setting and long-term achievement of those goals is really hard for a lot of people to kind of wrap their brain around and to actually make some progress. So this event is kind of intended to break those things down to make everything realistic. I like to call it lifestyle management. It just encompasses all things exercise and nutrition, but also life. A lot of people are really stressed. The holidays can increase that normal amount of stress as well. And I think it's important to consider the daily requirements for life. A lot of people work and they have kids, so how can they make exercise and nutrition or starting new healthy habits realistic?
Do you think that the inability for people to keep long-term resolutions is the fact that they don't have these kinds of short-term goals and don't know really where to start?
I think so. A lot of times people start with these huge goals, right? Or they want to lose a lot of weight, or they want to start a new routine that kind of disrupts what they have going on. So I think, you know, really breaking things down and providing a realistic plan or, you know, making small changes very frequently and practicing all of those, it creates this habit of success. And typically when people are more successful at the little things, all of that momentum adds up and they're able to achieve their long-term goals, but they're able to kind of move their life around so that it fits, so that, you know, people who tend to fall off the wagon, they don't have that fit or they don't have, they haven't created a routine that really works for them. And everybody's a little bit different, and I think that's also one thing that we'll be covering on January 4th.
We're looking forward to that. Amber, tell us a little bit about your background. How did you get into this type of instruction, and what kind of schooling did you go to maybe get some of this background?
Sure. I have my undergrad is in exercise science. I went to Grand Valley State. And then after school, or after my undergrad, I decided I wanted to get a master's, and I went to Indiana University in Bloomington, Indiana. And during my time at Indiana, so my master's in kinesiology work. I also worked at a private personal training and sports performance facility and ended up managing there after my last year at Indiana. And then I came up to Michigan Tech and started working with community programs just this past summer. I started teaching a boot camp. So fitness has always kind of been a passion of mine, but I really, really have enjoyed working with people to kind of modify their lives so that they get the most out of it and they enjoy it to the fullest, with including exercise and healthy nutrition habits and all of that.
Well, the Resolution Retreat coming up on January 4th. Tell people how they can register for this.
They can register online at MichiganTechRec.com, or they can register at the ticket office in the SDC.
All right. Well, we look forward to that. My wife actually was giving me the old elbow on this one to maybe think about doing it. So we'll see if that happens. I don't know what my schedule is with Michigan Tech Athletics, but certainly going to be a good event, and we look forward to it. Thanks for coming on with us this morning, and have a happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, absolutely. You too. Thank you.
There you have it.
Amber Leonard from the Michigan Tech Recreation Department talking about the Resolution Lifestyle Resolution Retreat coming up on January 4th. And Josh, that pretty much wraps up Drive Time. We'd like to remind people out there, if they haven't done so already, take a look at the Michigan Tech Hoop Zone. That is the VIP-like deal that we're going to do at basketball games coming up for all the doubleheaders starting on December 5th. So if you haven't signed up for that or gotten your tickets for the basketball hoop zone, it gives you access to get in there and get drinks and food, those type of things there. A little social atmosphere like we have. And we have the suites at hockey. We have the tailgate party at football games. It's kind of something we're trying for basketball games. So check that out at the ticket office, 487-2073.
And that weekend is the same weekend that Michigan Tech Hockey returns home as well.
It is, yeah. We're off. Nobody's at home this weekend. Everybody's at home next weekend. We're looking forward to that. But we hope everybody has a great Thanksgiving holiday. From the Huskies to yours, have a good one, and we'll talk to everybody next week.